From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best. For today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first headlines. Minister Luhut Panjaitan's United Arab Emirates visit prioritizes deepening economic cooperation. Russian embassy gives prize to the winner of logo design and essay contest. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pani. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has embarked on a working visit to the United Arab Emirates to intensify economic cooperation between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates. In a written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan held a meeting with a delegation led by United Arab Emirates Minister of Energy and Industry Suhail Mohammed Al-Mazrui, comprising members of the International Chamber of Commerce of the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi on Monday. Minister Luhut also added that the two countries have supported one another in various international forums, though now is the time for Indonesia to focus on economic and business cooperation. On the occasion, the minister also elaborated on the significance of the United Arab Emirates' strategic role in the Middle East for Indonesia. To this end, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has invited United Arab Emirates investors to invest in the areas of tourism, defense industry, and financial technology, as well as the construction of public facilities such as hospitals and schools. The government of Indonesia maintains a guarded stance over the rise in global oil prices as an outcome of the attack of Saudi Arabia's oil facilities that impact its production. Sri Mulyani stated at the Dana Pala building, Jakarta, on Thursday, that the government should be sentient of the medium to long-term impacts, since the spike in global oil prices will augment global economic uncertainty. Furthermore, the minister remarked that Saudi Arabia is the world's largest oil exporter, with rich oil reserves. However, Minister Sri Mulyani believes in watching the situation closely, including awaiting a response from Saudi Arabia and other regions, including the United States and Iran. Russian embassy in Jakarta gave travel ticket prize to Moscow to the winner of essay contest and logo design, which was held to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Indonesia and Russia diplomatic relations, which falls on February 3, 2020. After giving the prize at the Russian ambassador's residence in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ambassador of Russian Federation to Indonesia, Ludmila Vorobieva said that she is very impressed with number of participants of essay and logo design and works which were sent by the participants of the contest.
First of all, I would say that we're very impressed by the number of people who participate in our contest for the essay and logotype for the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Russia and Indonesia. And the works that have been presented, they are full of real feeling, positive feeling towards our country, and we really appreciate that.
The essay and logo design competition was conducted by Russian Embassy in Jakarta starting from July 22 to August 27. The Russian Embassy received 309 essay and 39 logo designs from Aceh until Sulawesi. Three Indonesian citizens succeeded to win travel tickets to Russia as the prize of their participation in the competition. They were Udi Muzal, the winner of the best logo design, who received travel ticket Jakarta-Moscow-Jakarta. Rafli Aditya Nurdani, the winner of the best essay, who received a travel ticket Jakarta-Moscow-Jakarta, and Monica Jesusia, the second winner of the essay competition, who received travel ticket Denpasar-Moscow-Denpasar. Strong external pressure from the global economic slowdown failed to dampen Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati's optimism of realization of the tax revenue target set for 2019. The minister remarked while installing the ministry's Echelon 3 officials in Jakarta on Tuesday that the government had set a credible tax revenue target that is in line with the current economic condition. The former managing director of the World Bank admitted that Indonesia had faced significant external pressure from the global economic slowdown. According to the minister, the likelihood of economic recession in some nations too added to the pressure that had impacted the country's export. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. An Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry official said on Tuesday that the recent attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia would unlikely affect Indonesian oil supplies because the former's production remained sufficient to fulfill export commitments to the latter. The Energy and Mineral Resources Acting Oil and Gas Director General Joko Siswanto said Indonesia imported around 110,000 barrels of oil per day from Saudi, which was only 0.8% of the 13.6 million barrels of oil per day produced by the Middle Eastern country. The attack by Houthi rebels from neighboring Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition is bogged down in a five-year war, hit two sites owned by state-owned energy giant Aramco and effectively shut down 6% of the global oil supply. State-owned company in animal husbandry PT Berdikari admitted that they are still awaiting the recommendation letter from the Ministry of Agriculture to import beef from Brazil in the current year. The technical requirement of document verification would be done within this week. The president director of PT Berdikari, Eko Taufik Wibowo, stated after a meeting with Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority in Jakarta on Tuesday. Wibowo also said there are still problems with health and hygiene standards and the health protocol between Indonesia and Brazil governments. PT Berdikari has already set up the auction process and notified the distributors of the price. Thus, 10,000 tons imported beef slated to enter Indonesia in late October could be gradually distributed as per the market's needs. The Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs has, for the pioneering instance, facilitated a competence task for Geopark GATS in a bid to expedite the implementation of certification for maritime human resources. The competence task for Geopark GATS was a follow-up of the Asia-Pacific Symposium of Geoparks Network. T.B. Hairu Rahayu, assistant to the Coordinating Ministry's deputy in charge of maritime education and training, noted in statement Jakarta on Wednesday. Indonesia has five international geoparks for which it must improve its human resources, in this case the geopark guides, Rahayu emphasized while officially opening the first competence task for 78 geopark guides in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara on September 17. The task organized in Mataram on September 17 to 18 covered knowledge, skills, and conduct of Geopark guides. Well, listener, that's the news.
Kasawan RRI, sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45, maka pernah berhenti. Patungan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kipra setia ada sekerjanya, ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Aku yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landas sekerjanya, ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara.
Today's commentary is on Aramco oil factory burning. U.S. relations with Iran have deteriorated due to the burning of one of Saudi Arabia's oil factories, Aramco, in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia Saturday, September the 14th. Shortly after the fire, Houthi rebel groups in Yemen claimed to be the perpetrators and were responsible. They said the attack on the Aramco oil factory was carried out using drones, but the claim of Houthi rebels was denied by the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Sunday, September 15, accused Iran of setting fire to the Aramco oil plant. From Washington, Pompeo stressed there was no evidence that the attack originated in Yemen, where the Houthis are. Mike Pompeo, who is former CIA chief, firmly accused Iran of launching attacks on the Aramco oil plant, which is one of the world's suppliers of oil, including to the United States. Iran has denied U.S. allegations and considers it to have damaged its reputation. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Mousavi, said the U.S. allegations were the maximum pressure on Iran. For that, Iran said it was ready to fight against the United States. Earlier, from Washington, United States President Donald Trump via Twitter said that his country was ready to deploy its military to attack Iran. Nevertheless, Trump said he would still wait the reaction of Saudi Arabia. Washington awaits confirmation from Riyadh about who really attacked the oil factory. The United States is furious because Aramco burning has forced it to use its oil reserves. The increasing tension between Iran and the United States and Saudi Arabia due to the burning of Aramco is not certain to cause war. Parties involved in tension and crisis are certainly still counting on the worst effects when the war occurs. Well, that was commentary on Aramco oil factory burning over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world. This is Today in History from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'll begin with September the 18th, 1931, the Mukden Incident. The Mukden Incident or Manchuria Incident was an event that occurred on September the 18th, 1931. At the time, Japan bombarded a Japanese-owned railroad line located in southern Manchuria near the city of Mukden, China. When the Japanese-owned train track was bombed by Japanese junior officers, the resulting explosion was very weak. But the Japanese military accused China of doing this and made Japan occupy the city 6 months later. This incident sparked the Second Sino-Japanese War. We'll be right back. turning to September the 18, 1948, the 1948 PKI Rebellion. The 1948 PKI Rebellion, or also called the Madiun Incident, was an uprising carried out by members of the Indonesian Communist Party on September the 18, 1948, in the city of Madiun. This rebellion began with the fall of the Indonesian cabinet, which at that time was led by Amir Sarifuddin. The cabinet has not been supported since the Renville Agreement was signed. Then a new cabinet was formed with Mohammad Hatta as prime minister. The anti-government group became stronger after Musso, an Indonesian Communist Party figure, returned from Russia. They argued that the national leadership must be controlled by the Indonesian Communist Party. The anti-government movement culminated with the outbreak of the Indonesian Communist Party rebellion in Madiun. Through the Indonesian Communist Party rebellion in Madiun was an attempt to seize power and make the Republic of Indonesia a communist state. I'll conclude with September the 18, 2007, the Myanmar anti-government rallies. The 2007 Burmese anti-government rallies began on August the 15, 2007 and continued. The cause of the demonstration was the decision of the junta, the Peace and Development Council, to cancel fuel subsidies and increase fuel prices according to IMF and World Bank suggestions as much as 100%. Led by students and opposition political activists, the demonstration was quickly dealt with by the junta, holding dozens of protesters. On September the 18th, the demonstration was led by thousands of Buddhist monks who were members of the All Burmese Monk Alliance, and the protest was permitted to take place until the government began to detain demonstrators on September the 26th. This rally was called the Saffron Revolution. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Takkan pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku, kasihku. Karena aku milikmu, kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku. Hidup bersamamu, berdua kita lewati. Meski hujan badai takkan berhenti,
takkan berhenti.
Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya, aku takkan kemana-mana. Aku kan selalu ada, temani hingga hari tua. Percaya, aku takkan kemana-mana. Setia akan ku jaga, kita teman bahagia. Takkan pernah ku lupa yang ku cinta, dari ujung kaki hingga ujung kepala. Aku ingin kamu, kamu yang ku mau, belahan jiwaku, kamu masa depanku. Berdua kita lewati, meski hujan badai takkan berhenti. Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya, aku takkan kemana-mana. Aku kan selalu ada, temani hingga hari tua. Percaya, aku takkan kemana-mana. Setia akan ku jaga.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia, titled Indonesia Strengthen Economic Partnership with Singapore. Indonesian government strengthened partnership in economy with Singapore, which has been one of strategic partners in trade and investment. The strengthening of bilateral economic partnership was affirmed during the meeting between Indonesian Economy Coordinating Minister Darmin Nasution and Singaporean Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Sing in Jakarta on Monday, September 16. The meeting discussed many issues such as the continuity of working groups between the two countries, namely Batam, Bintan, Karimun, as well as other special economic zones, investment and transportation, tourism, manpower, and agribusiness working groups. The forum also discussed effort to invite investment from Singapore into Kendal Industrial Park that became special economic zone. Darmin Nasution and Chan Chun Sing also discussed the follow-up of bilateral investment treaty, or BIT, between Indonesia and Singapore that was necessary for investment protection. The BIT had been signed during leaders' retreat on October 11, 2018 in Bali, Indonesia, between Chan Chun Sing and Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi. There was also a study of double taxation avoidance that aimed to increase the competition level and investment climate in both countries. Minister Darmin Nasution said Indonesian government had been ready for further negotiation. The goal of renegotiation process was to improve tax treaty so it becomes suitable for current economic development. Besides that, it also aims to provide better legal certainty for investors and to give certainty for the benefits of tax treaty is not abused by taxpayers. Indonesia and Singapore bilateral trade value in 2018 was $34.4 billion, or grew 16% from 2017. However, in the first semester of 2019, bilateral trade only reached $14.2 billion, or 14% lower than the same period last year. Besides that, Singapore investment to Indonesia in 2018 was recorded among $9.2 billion, or grew 8.9% compared to the same period in 2017. Singapore was recorded to be one of the biggest foreign investment sources, with contribution of 31.4% from total foreign investment in Indonesia. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Satu, dua, tiga. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu. Tapi hatiku selalu untukmu, oh, oh, denganmu. Hingga akhir umurku nanti.
mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you Nias Island. Located in the west of Sumatra Island, Indonesia, Nias Island is the biggest and most advanced island among other islands at the west coast of Sumatra. The island is occupied by Nias tribe or Ononiha, which still has megalithic culture. The region has tourism objects such as surfing, traditional house, diving spot, hombo batu or jumping stone. Trip to Nias Island from Medan, the capital city of North Sumatra province, can be accessed through these modes of transportation: land, sea, and air transportation. Currently, the name of Nias Island is very popular in Indonesia because Nias Island is one of icons of Indonesian tourism destination through Sail Nias 2019 event. The implementation of Sail Nias 2019 involved a number of ministries and agencies to promote Nias as destination with serving as tourism potential of world class. And its sea, which has beautiful blue-greenish color, will welcome your arrival on the island. Nias Island has cultural wealth and natural beauty, and also interesting marine spots. Tourism as main sector must be supported by all communities. The tourism destination has to be supported, adequate infrastructure, and good transportation to accelerate tourism target 2019. As an island with major tourism potentials, Nias Island becomes one of priority travel destinations, which is being developed by the Indonesian government. You can visit Teluk Dalam district, which has some places that become tourism objects, such as Sorake and Langundri Beach, and Bawumatulo village, which has a lot of traditional houses that are hundreds of years old. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Alright, listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
T
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Perutku Agak Sakit, or in English, My Stomach A Little Bit Pain. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Perutku Agak Sakit, or in English, My Stomach A Little Bit Pain. Tony and Joko's family are celebrating Tony's birthday.
Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Mengapa?
Iya, perutku agak sakit.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Kue, which means cake. Lapar, which means hungry. Makan, which means to eat. Padahal, which means whereas. Berulang tahun, which means celebrating birthday. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Which means you eat very little, whereas the cake still many. Mengapa? Which means why. Perutku agak sakit, which means my stomach a little bit pain. In a dialogue, Dina said, kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. In this expression, there is something contradictory, that is the cake still many, but Tony ate it a very little. Dinda uses the word padahal to convey something contradictory. Let's listen again to Dinda's expression. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Well, listener, now let's listen to other examples. Dia sedih, padahal sedang berulang tahun. In English, he is sad, whereas he has birthday. Aku masih lapar, padahal sudah makan. In English, I'm still hungry, whereas I had eaten. Adikku tidak mau makan, padahal dia lapar. In English, my sister does not want to eat, whereas she is hungry. Also in the dialogue, Tony said, perutku agak sakit. The word agak in this expression is the same meaning with sedikit or a little bit. So the expression perutku agak sakit can be changed with perutku sedikit sakit. Let's listen to some examples. Dia agak sedih. He is a little bit sad. Dia sedikit sedih. Aku agak lapar. I'm a little bit hungry. Saya sedikit lapar. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Mengapa?
Iya, perutku agak sakit.
Listener, Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Dan gelisah menunggu di sini di sudut sekolah, tempat yang kau janjikan ingin jumpa denganku walau mencuri waktu. Berdusta pada guru, malu aku malu. Ada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding, menatapku curiga seakan penutannya sedang sini menanti pacar jawabku. Sungguh aneh tapi nyata, takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Malu aku malu pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding, menatapku curiga seakan penutannya sedang apa di sini menanti pacar jawabku. Sungguh aneh tapi nyata, takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Masa-masa paling kasih di sekolah, kasih.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a song to you from North Maluku entitled Kenangan Bobane Ichi. The song Kenangan Bobane Ichi, which is composed by Al Marasabesi, has Malayan lyrics of North Maluku. The song tells about a couple lover who expressed their promises at Bobane Ichi Beach, located in Ternate City. Unfortunately, the promise has been forgotten with the presence of another person, and the story at Bobane Ichi Beach now becomes sad memory. Well, listener, here is the song Kenangan Bobane Ichi by Tay Umar and Zainab Haja Idris. Enjoy the song.
percaya orang dulu. Sakit di hati rasa menuju.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you. beta mama deng papa sengsara lawa siyo masyo
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.